Alligator attacks aren't too common, but the threat of an attack is still real and absolutely terrifying. With 80 teeth and a bite force of 3,000 pounds per square inch, it's best to avoid getting between the jaws of an alligator as best as possible. To make matters worse, alligators can swim at speeds of up to 20 miles per hour, whereas top Olympic athletes can only swim at about 6 miles per hour. The average size of an American alligator is 12 feet long, and they are completely merciless when it comes to hunting. They normally prefer to eat young, such as children or elderly, or otherwise people that just seem like they wouldn't be able to escape. However, during mating season, or as a result of extreme hunger, an alligator may look to any normal adult human as a potential food source, and especially our pets. Most dangerously is the death roll. This is a special trick used by alligators to roll intensely, and it causes disorientation, dismemberment, and destruction of their prey. They do this right after they have bitten you and grabbed you, so that way they can finish the job. With all that being said, let's cover how to survive an alligator encounter. The easiest and most obvious way to avoid an alligator attack is to stay far away from water in any regions where alligators are known to live and hide out. Alligators thrive in water, and you're no match for them within the water. While there are still a few tricks you can try in a life or death situation that we will be covering later here, it's best not to try fight an alligator in their home territory and out of yours. When in an area with alligators, such as Florida, try to keep a distance of about 15 to 25 feet away from any bodies of water, such as rivers and lakes, where alligators could be hiding out, and especially if you know they are hiding out. This is the safest thing that you can do. Preventing an attack is much better than actually fighting in one. Now let's say that you're walking by a body of water and you do spot an alligator. Well, in that case, feel free to run rather quickly. Unlike other creatures, such as bears, running will not trigger it to chase and attack. On land, an alligator can travel at a maximum speed of about 11 miles per hour, but while this sounds fast, the maximum recorded speed of a human is 27.8 miles per hour. Alligators also can't maintain that speed for very long, whereas us humans could maintain 11 miles per hour for much longer. There's no need to zigzag either unless you are severely limited in mobility and being attacked in close range. Pick a direction furthest away from the water and run top speed after spotting an alligator, and you'll be fine 99% of the time. Even humans that are not in the best of shape when it comes to running can rather easily outrun an alligator. Again, 11 miles per hour is the top recorded speed. The average speed is going to be much slower, and they're not really able to maintain that, whereas about 10 miles per hour could be maintained, at least for a minute, by even humans that are not so much in shape. Don't really overthink this. If you see an alligator or are being approached by one, just run as quick as possible in the opposite direction, as long as it's not into a body of water, and you will be fine. Now let's say that despite this advice, the alligator gets you. Maybe you were caught by surprise or otherwise caught between the jaws. In this case, you're going to have some pain, and every millisecond will matter in determining the fate of this encounter. If you are attacked and unable to right away, fight back intensely, because it will be life or death. The best thing you can do is attack the tip of an alligator's snout or gouge its eyes. This is your best bet in making it release you. Use a rock, knife, tool, hands, whatever it takes. Don't worry about attacking anywhere besides the snout or gouging the eyes. You will simply not be able to deal enough damage, and these areas are the most sensitive and will likely cause the alligator to release you. The goal is to gouge the eyes or hit the snout and make it release you, if even for a moment. And after you've been released, you can refer to the first step and just run as quickly as possible. Now, let's say that you dodge the attack or escape from the jaws, but you are still in the thick of battle. For example, maybe stuck in the water and you're not really able to run. Well, you're not going to be able to swim away because alligators can far outmatch us when it comes to the water. But there is one thing which you can do. Now, you won't be able to open the alligator's mouth while grabbed, so you're going to want to hit the snout and also gouge the eyes, but most human adults in good health could wrap their arms around the gator's mouth and hold it shut. It's quite hard for the gator to open their mouth, but it is easy to clamp it shut. So do whatever maneuver you can to get to land, and keep fighting aggressively again by gouging the eyes and hitting the top of the snout of the alligator, as this may cause it to flee. So in short, if you are in water and find yourself being attacked, and you are able to escape the jaws, wrap your arm around the snout of the alligator, and you will likely be able to hold it shut. It's quite hard for the alligator itself to open its mouth, but it's very easy to keep it shut. Escaping the death roll. So if an alligator begins its death roll, under no circumstances try to resist it. It would be doing this if it has clamped onto you, but you are still struggling by gouging its eyes and hitting its snout. So if you feel that it's going to start rolling or it begins to roll, roll with the alligator as best as you can and maintain our second tip by still attempting to gouge the eyes and hit the snout. The death roll actually requires a lot of energy from the alligator, so if you aren't incapacitated by it, you may be granted a second chance at life. In short, avoid alligator attacks by avoiding the water where alligators live. Almost everyone will be capable of running away, and if you must fight in land or in water, gouge the eyes and attack the tip of the snout. Never attempt to open the jaw if you've been bit. Instead, just keep hitting the eyes, hitting the snout, and if you get free and are unable to run away, wrap your arm around the snout and just hold it shut. If it begins to do a death roll or tries to do this in any capacity, then just roll with it. You won't be able to resist. And of course, don't forget to yell for help. Fighting, screaming, and being intense plus receiving backup can only help you. If you've been attacked by an alligator in any capacity, even if it is a minor scratch, it is advised to go to the hospital immediately. Even the small scratches and bites, which don't appear to be major and didn't really affect you too bad, can easily get infected and often do, especially by alligators.
Having trouble with wildlife in your home or office? Wildlife X Team is your solution to get rid of the raccoons, bats, rats, and snakes. Having a professional team, we offer both residential and commercial animal removal methods by using innovative and integrated techniques. Our services include animal trapping, dead animal removal, nuisance wild animal control, and animal capture. What are you waiting for? To get 24/7 service, call us at 855-WILDLIFE for an affordable solution for your nuisance wildlife issues.